If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
God, that is the best theme song in podcasting. Welcome back to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. You know, I don't think we've ever done, like, a lot of podcasts that go, like, "Welcome back, I'm Nick, you're Ken." We never do that. We just get right back into the business.
No, we don't do that because it's a good podcast.
You're right.
We don't do that because
we shitty ones.
We don't suck shit. That's why we don't do that.
And I actually have proof that we don't suck shit. I was going to start this week by reading some of these reviews. I did promise that I was going to read them. I can tell that our fans are creative people. They're probably, some of them are not exactly healthy. I can tell that.
What the fuck are the reviews about to be? Is it just going to say help in all caps?
No, I mean, most of them are really like casual, nice. This podcast is awesome. If you want a good laugh during this quarantine, then this is for you. It is restrictive for quarantine. I don't know really.
How much does your ego need to be satisfied? They're like, "Sure, they complimented the pod, but during quarantine only, you should listen to this pod from birth to death, goddammit."
Goddamn right, dude.
Jesus. Well, hey, when you're leaving a comment, be sure to really go over the top to satisfy Nick's ever-expanding ego.
And then we've got "I love both of these guys. That's awesome. Super funny, relatable, and great storytellers. Check this pod out. You don't want to miss it." Now that, bam, I'd put that on our VHS.
Now the great thing is that both of our dads wrote that because they're worried about us. Both of our dads were like, "We need to help out their iTunes," and they wrote it. And they're like, "Hey, we think it's a very good podcast. Also, you can come home whenever you want. We love and miss you. Please give us a call sometime."
No, Nick. I actually vowed to myself that I won't tell my dad about this podcast until I make any amount of money from it. And then I will tell him and I will record it and we'll put it on here.
Invite him to the live show. That's when you tell him.
Exactly.
We have a sold out live show and you tell your worst story about your dad and your dad's in the front row. And yeah,
that is entertainment there, to see a
now
son
that's entertainment
telling an embarrassing story about his dad in front of his dad, embarrassing him. I mean, that is a full
that's
a full circle.
That's,
it's beautiful.
Inception,
it's fucking it's, you know what it is, Kenny? It's fucking art.
It's an Inception level podcast. That's a dad story inside of a dad story.
We have one more review, and it says "Lots of lols in this podcast. Also some elegant fetish discussion. Thought I was the only water bottle guy out there. Keep up the good work. Papacitas."
Oh, well, ow. Lots of lols, and then he's like, does he even understand what the podcast is about? He's like, "But good talk on the fetishes." I was like, I think this is the wrong podcast.
Yeah, I think
only water bottle guy. The fuck are you talking about? First, you're like, the podcast sucks other than when they talk about fetishes. That was probably 1 minute on one episode. So he's like, hey, 99% of your podcast sucks. Except at one point you said something about jerking off in a water bottle and that really spoke to me. So,
yeah. Hey, you still left 5 stars though. So that 1 second
that's
still
good.
Earned us a 5-star review. So.
Yeah, you could say you have as many lulls as we want. You could say the podcast is a fucking nightmare as long as you leave 5 stars. I don't give a shit. So
no, honestly, you could give a bad review and pop some 5 stars in there. I'll still read it on the pod.
You'd be like, Kenyon and Nick are objectively unfunny, miserable people. And then 5 stars, don't give a fuck.
We win.
Yeah. <it's... laughs>
So I've actually got a quick, just a quick note. I know you've got some doozies lined up, so we'll just cut to the beef. This past weekend, I was at a, I just was like, fuck it, I'm getting out of the city. I'm going to escape to my best friend has a cabin in Wisconsin. And him and his parents were out there, and I was just like, I'm just going to go there and drink beer and play board games, which is what we did. Fucking fantastic time, nature, all that shit. Good stuff. But there's one morning, it was the first morning I was there, And I was like kind of hungover because we did some drinking the night before. And I slept outside in this bunkhouse, which is pretty much like a shed with beds in it. And so I was just like feeling kind of rough. And I walk outside and their dad is outside at the picnic table. And he's got like a big like mug of coffee. And I was just like heading past him. He's like, good morning. And then I was like, good morning. And I was like, that's where for sure like the conversation ceases. I'm gonna go inside, get like a cup of coffee, get waking, like have a nice morning. And he was like, I got a quick job for you. And I was like, it's his cabin, so you know, I'm like, I am pretty much your servant. Yes, sir. What do you need, sir? And you're a dad. And you got a mustache. He's a true American dad, full on jeans, mustache, coffee. And he was like, I need you to just split those couple logs there for me. And I'd never done anything like that. I was like, but I couldn't tell him that because I wanted to, you know, be, it's men time. I was like, it's man time and it's time to be a man.
What, so I thought like, he was yeah, just going to be like, hey, sure. Can you do me a favor real quick? And he's like, can you just fucking try? Yeah. Can you just legitimately put some effort into your life for once? The thing is, he could say that to you and he would be right. And you would, it would honestly be the most fatherly advice anyone's ever given you.
No, that would have really, spoken to me.
Yeah.
That would have been wise. But this was kind of wise in a different way. He was just like, go chop that wood. And I was just like, okay. It was literally like if you showed up to Driver's Ed and you knew nothing and they were like, hey, could you park that semi-truck? And you're just like,
Yeah, you're like, I've never been a man whatsoever. I still cut myself shaving. I can't do this.
Yeah.
You're like, what am I?
No.
Like, what the fuck?
You're so like,
No. I think
log.
You might have confused me. I actually... My balls haven't dropped yet. I don't know. I'm not a man.
Yeah, I know you
hungover?
Haven't seen me. Yeah, oh no, hungover, no coffee.
Brutal.
This is like
I just
8
wake
a.m.
up. Someone said, "Hey, can you do some manual?" I would have straight up been like, "No," like I'm going home. You hand me an axe.
That
fuck?
Was the
what
thing. I was that was my gut reaction.
Did I pass out into a time portal? What the fuck is going on here? No. What do you need the wood for? Gone down.
But I was just, you know, what do you, I get, they have nothing for, it's not peer pressure, it's elder pressure. It's somebody just being older than you.
You could just say following just, orders, you, elder pressure, what the fuck is, you know, when like an older person asks you to do, it's that fucking elder pressure, where it's just, you know. Someone with some authority asked you for a favor. It's just fucking my grandma's always elder pressuring me into calling her and saying hello. And I'm not giving in. I don't give a fuck if she has those perks. I'm not giving in. I'm not giving in to this elder pressure.
Don't elder pressure me, Mom, to write thank you notes for my Christmas gifts, all right? They get it. It's Christmas.
Yeah. It's a fucking job. Jesus.
So I
like how that constituted a wacky enough story is someone's dad just asked you to work. And you're like, this is so preposterous. I got to bring this to the pod. I got to open up with this harrowing tale.
I was like, who does that? Who just,
yeah.
Who just
who
gives, I mean,
who expects a young man to accomplish something? I mean, that was insane on his part. To ask you to accomplish a task was honestly insane.
I mean, in times like these, Kenyon, for me to chop wood, it's unsafe.
Well, you chopping wood at all times is unsafe because you're probably drunk. So
it was kind of unsafe,
genuine
to be honest.
Like,
I'm not strong
like,
enough to really
drunk.
Wield an axe like that.
I like how you did. I would have asked some questions. What if you went over there and you just saw
here's the thing.
You saw like a body bag and you're like, there's something going on. You're like, how about you just keep cutting that wood?
It was one of those things where it's like, I stepped up to the wood and I lined up and he immediately was like, okay, all right. And then like taught me how to stand. But then at that point, he's got the axe in his hand and he's like lining up to whack it. And I was like, okay. It's over. Let me. It's done, right? Like, you realized I'm incapable of doing this. I'm not strong enough. It's 8 a.m. I have none of my brain is working. I have to poop. There is like 6 different things I got to do, and chopping wood is 0 of them. And he was just like, nope, that's how you do it. And there you go. And then he went inside.
So do you call him when you're in trouble now?
Like, yeah,
when you finished chopping that wood, were you like, so are you my new daddy? Just to be sure. Are you?
I did ask him what to do next. I was just like, do you need anything else?
You were like, what do I do next? And what if he just looked at you? He was like, you be yourself, son. You try
you
your
go
best
out there and you,
whenever you can.
And you chop the wood of life.
Yeah. God.
But yeah, you know what? After chopping those logs of wood, didn't even need a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I imagine the wielding an axe definitely wakes you up a little bit.
Yeah, no, I was ready to fucking go.
Yeah. Well, so, got us some other stories from within the family today. My cousin submitted a story. And the cool thing me and my cousin had in common is we're both just fat-ass kids when we were young. And being a fat kid, it just fucks you up. Because you shouldn't be, like, 12 and know what regret is. You know what I mean? Like one of my first realizations in life was looking in the mirror and being like, oh, I fucked up. You know? I was like, I haven't even hit puberty yet, and I can't take my shirt off without apologizing. And that was on me. That was my bad. You know? You shouldn't be in, like, elementary school and be like, I gotta turn the ship around. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I gotta really get it together. Other kids are, like, having nap time, and you're like, I gotta see a personal trainer. I think I gotta... You're, like, reading self-help.
You're having, like, 47-year-old thoughts as a 12-year-old. Yeah. You're like, Jesus.
You're like, is there a picture book that's also self-help? I need to, like, figure some shit out here.
Just patting your belly, like, 2002 really got away with me. Ice cream sandwiches, and it's just...
God. What I would give to
I gotta
be back
get out at recess
grade.
More. I gotta get out at recess. I gotta go meet the girls.
God, what I would give back to be back in first grade, king of the world. You know, the chicken tenders in the world. You didn't care. You didn't go for that extra slice of Chuck E. Cheese. What's gonna happen? This is gonna happen. You're gonna be invited to a pool party. And you're gonna show up in a shirt like a moron. And everyone's gonna know. Everyone's gonna know why you don't take off the shirt. It's gonna stick to your clothes. You're gonna look like you fucking fell in trying to chase an ice cream truck, and everyone knows. Now the fats were highlighted.
Like, I was like a really, really skinny kid, but it wasn't like a nice skinny. It was like still like a kind of scary skinny, like skeletal skinny.
I've literally only been two things, fat and then hideously skinny. It's either like so fat that it's like, could you lose that, please? Or so skinny where it's like, do you have a problem? And that's never just been like, hey, look at him. He's a normal guy. Would love to take a look at that.
But I always wondered about the shirt kids because I was like, how doesn't that... That brings way more attention to yourself than the no-shirt big guy.
It's denial, bud. You're just... Because it's as bad as it is, it ain't it. That's what I wanted to always tell people. I'm like, I know this is bad, but at least it ain't it. At least there's a curtain. You don't want to go full man boob. Even if you could see the outline, you don't want to see a full, morbidly obese 12-year-old at this party.
I always respected it. I always respected that more. I was never grossed out
by that
kind of
stuff. You know,
people,
you say you
respect
it. You got to respect the shirt guy because he's thinking of others. He's like, I know you want to finish your Cheez-Its on the side of the pool. I'll wear the shirt. I'll swim in the shirt to save you people. You know?
I respect the shirt guy if it was like a fun shirt. If it was like a I'm with stupid shirt. Or like one of the, but if it was like a surf shirt, I don't respect that guy. You're trying to do something that isn't you. That's not what you are. That you're not surfing.
Right.
You're at a wave pool at Six Flags.
Right. Well, if he was just being him, then he would just, you know, be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes at 14 or whatever being him is. So, my cousin was pretty big. Like I was, but he was 180 pounds. When he was 12 years old. So, I mean, he looked like an abominable pinto bean. I mean, it was
that's
just
a big
brutal.
Boy.
Yeah, I like, once we were, I remember we were all, like, the cousins were hanging out. He got on the scale, and the numbers just kept going. It looked like the scale was just calculating pi. You know, I was like, is there an end to this thing? I just thought it literally, I thought the scale was just going to be like, get it together, you know? But it really, it hit him hard once because, you know, he was with his family. He's getting ready to go to this first communion thing. And basically he's trying on these clothes. And the clothes, like, look a little weird because the clothes weren't fitted for morbidly obese children. You know, it wasn't fitted for a beanbag chair. So it looks naturally a little weird to my cousin. He keeps checking himself out in the mirror, getting himself kind of self-conscious. And this story takes back in the homeland of El Salvador. And over there, it's very macho culture. And as we all know, looking in the mirror or having any introspection whatsoever, super gay, right? He might as well just, like, be going down on a man. So his dad's just getting pissed, basically. It's just like, hey, why don't you fucking swallow those feelings when you swallow those cheeseburgers and move on, goddammit. His dad always tells him to stop looking in the mirror, but Rojito can't. It's getting to him, you know, so he's just sort of like, he's fucking looking in the mirror and he tells his mom, he's like, I'm fat, I need to lose weight. And then my uncle just fucking snaps, picks him up, tosses him across the room, which is insanely impressive because of how fat he is, honestly. That's just, that's some Guinness Book of World Record shit. Like, when he told me that, I was like, oh, so my uncle has superpowers? Like, what the fuck? That sounds like the moment in a Marvel movie where he realizes he has the powers. Where he's like, holy shit, I have to fight for good. You know, he's like, oh my God.
I pictured him actually having to do, like, the Olympic shot put swivel. You know how they do, like, the full 360 rotation?
And then, like, three judges pull out, like, a 10. And they're like, that was an excellent, yeah. He's like, that was a definitely excellent move by Jorge Lopez as he's number one in the throwing morbidly obese children across the room competition.
The rating is just how many tears he cried. He's like, 10, that's a 10.
Yeah, there we go, 10 out of 10. He won't ever have self-esteem. So he tossed him across the room. My cousin just starts crying. He runs or probably waddles to his room and slams the door. And then my fucking uncle comes for him. He starts knocking on the door and he's like, hey, open up. I'm going to beat your ass again, which is very reassuring words. You know, that's what you want to hear in that moment. If you're crying, it's like, oh, well, dad's here. And he's like, hey, open up or I'll beat your ass more. And you're like, oh, sweet. This seems like it's getting better. Yeah. And
can't wait to go to church.
Right. Yeah. And after this is what a awful, awful day. Your dad tosses you across the room. You're like, oh, after all this, let's go awkwardly sit.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. But, in silence.
But so he comes in and he's basically like, hey, sorry, my bad. I was just, you know, I mean, he didn't say it, but he probably, if he was being honest, he's like, hey, buddy, I was just perpetuating a cycle of toxic masculinity that exists in our culture. My bad. If you could just please sort of, you know, just like take that within yourself and spread that to your children, then I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, what happened? What was the...
He said sorry, okay? And he said sorry, and then, you know, then he didn't turn out to be gay like his dad wanted. So I guess in a way it was a happy ending for my uncle. In a way, there was a method to the madness. You gotta toss your kid across the room so that he doesn't, you know, ever learn to be in touch with his emotions. He ended up losing a lot of weight, so I don't know if it worked. I don't know if when he tossed him across the room, he hit his head at a special angle, and he realized that he needed to lose weight or something, but it worked. I mean, he lost a bunch of weight when you were telling me that he was a big kid,
and he got self-conscious, and he was staring in the mirror, and he was saying how he needed to lose weight. I do that, like, every day I get stoned. And I'm a thin guy. So, like, I understand the horror of just sitting in the mirror and just going through all the things you need to fix.
The biggest enemy of a fat man is a mirror. There's nothing that bums you out more than just being like, fuck. Because you might be having a good day, and then you come across a horrible mirror, and you're like, son of a bitch. You're like, I forgot. I was having a good time.
I mean, I'm not a big guy. I get bummed out by mirrors though all the time. I looked in a mirror once and I was like, oh shit. Like, you figure out where you sweat. I'm like, I didn't even know I sweat there. Like, before this comedy show.
You're like, why are my eyes just different sizes? Like, what the fuck's going on? You want to, like, call the manager.
That's the worst. You're like, what the hell's going on with my right eye? Why is that one?
The eyebrows are trash. You're like, God, this whole thing just fucking sucks. whole thing just sucks.
Before a comedy show in North Carolina, I had the manager of the club took a picture of my ass because I sweat through my khakis. And I didn't even feel anything, you know what I mean, for my whole life. And I was like, have I been doing this, like, since I was 16, just sweating through my pants and nobody has said anything?
Yeah, the answer to that is yes. Yeah. No, totally. That's 100% what you've been doing. Anytime anything disgusting comes up and someone else notices it, that means you've been doing it, like, the entire time. Well, got another one here. This is from the OG. This is from Dad. And this is takes back in the glory days of bookstores. We were in a Barnes & Noble. And
God bless a bookstore.
Yeah, God. They were great. And we were just
out. You know how bad books are is when bookstores are literally like, yeah, you can just sit down and read it. Like, you can just read it for free.
And we're like, nah, we're good.
We're
still like, I'll literally do anything else. That's fine. That's okay. Yeah. Like, no, you can just hang out here. We don't even want... I think it's like because no one ever brought anything. I've never actually brought a book from Barnes & Noble or Borders in my life. I'd go in there, I'd read the book. I'd treat it like my fucking personal library. I'd have a bookmark. It's like, oh, remember, page 69, okay. And then come back, read the same book. I use it as like a rest stop in life. And I'm like, $20? Fuck you, I'm going to pay $20. And I put the book back. And then the entire industry went bankrupt. So, but... Yeah, so we're in this section of the bookstore. We're just hanging out in the aisle, and then guy comes up to my dad, and he's just like, you know, he's just kind of looking at us for a second. He's just like, "Hey, does your son play soccer?" And my dad just goes, "Hey, what are you following us?" Because he didn't waste any time.
Last
guy you wanna say that to. The man was walking into a mousetrap. He didn't realize, you know, now. Believe it or not, the guy was not following us. My brother was wearing a shirt that said Triangle Soccer, so it didn't really take, like, government reconnaissance. It doesn't take a van with, like, wiretaps and special cameras to figure out that he plays on the soccer team, right? And the guy's clearly like, no, it's just like my son, and my dad just went, you know what? Just leave us alone! Which, to be fair... Very emotionally, like, I understand that response to small talk. I get it. I've wanted to scream that many times. With someone in the office, you're getting coffee at the office, it's fucking early, and someone walks up, like, how's your week? Leave me alone! That, I wish I could just scream that. How about you just,
I wish I had
right
that
off.
Much, that pinch of mental illness would be
oh.
useful. Like,
oh,
whatever
it's,
that
yeah.
section is, that would be great.
Oh yeah, just let her rip. Go out.
But the have you been... But also, if you come up to somebody and go, does your kid play soccer? And then the adult in the situation goes, are you following us? You leave him alone. Like, you don't continue,
yeah,
to be
you're
fair.
Not, you're not,
you go
you're not
away.
Like... Because what did you think he was... the guy was just never experienced a crazy... Because he thought he'd be like, no, my son plays soccer. And he was like, oh, so you... I thought you were following me, man. Sorry, my bad. I didn't realize your son played soccer too. So you're part of the underground. What if my dad was completely normal after that? What if he was just like, oh, really? Like, yeah, I love the team. It's good. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, no, I think, listen, be very quiet because I think they're watching us right now. But yeah, I love.
Oh, no, you're your son's on the team, right? No, I totally thought that you were part of this secret team that is doing surveillance on me because of the shift I did back in Subway in 1986. You see, I stole a loaf of bread, and they know. And so...
But anyway, yeah, my little Tino over here, he's racking in the goal. Which kid is... Your kid's old number 7? No way. No fucking way.
Anyway, I can throw a fat kid 20 yards. Okay.
That's my uncle. That's a different man. My dad was not strong. And he probably, he on some level was disappointed I wasn't gay. I don't know. But very much different.
That's
than
a
my
fun
uncle.
Dad. I,
that
that's
is a fun
cool
dad.
Dad.
No, but I remember my dad literally, at one point, well, deviating a little bit, but at one point, he literally was like, hey, you know, if you're gay, you can tell me. And I was like, yeah, but I'm not gay. And he kind of was just like, you know, well, I don't care if you're gay, but I do care if you're a liar. You know what I mean? He was very, like, just out with, And I was like, I'm just not. I appreciate it. It's a very nice open, but I'm not gay. You could tell a little part of him was like, fuck, I wanted to be the dad who has, like, the gay conversation. Show how cool I am. Now you're straight. God damn it. But,
also, I would love him trying to kind of, like, persuade you in the parent-y way to be like, you know, if you're gay, you can tell me. And then you're like, no, I'm not gay. And you're like, well, you know, are you sure? You know, gay people, they party pretty hard. You know, I have some gay friends. They're pretty cool folks. Kind of good crew to hang around, you know?
You know, gay kids get to go out for ice cream tonight. So you sure you ain't gay?
Yeah.
So you sure you ain't gay? But... but man, like, when he said leave us alone, I just straight up dipped. I just walked away to I think subconsciously just find a new dad. I was like, I'm in a Barnes and Noble. There's lots of educated men. I'll find one of them. They'll adopt me. They'll save me. And I'm just walking around this bookstore. I can still hear them from halfway across the bookstore. Like, I'm tired of this shit. And I was like, oh, okay. So I go to the parking lot, and I'm like, I'll just wait here until it's over. And my brother and my dad come out, and he just gets in the car, doesn't say anything. He's like, fucking hate Barnes & Noble. And I like to think that my dad is partially responsible for the collapse of bookstores. Like, enough people saw that they're like, I'll just buy shit on Kindle. You're like, I don't want to deal with this every time. Just tried to buy Mice and Men, and a schizophrenic man yelled at me. I'm doing shopping online, you know?
I love that he gets mad at the store. Like, again, like, yeah. They organized it. Like, they were just like, yeah, no, we're going to have people on the floor. Just kind of asking around.
Just a brief reality review. A nice man tried to make small talk about his son playing soccer, and he just verbally assaulted him. And then was like, man, I hate the store. So... Yeah.
Oh man, I want so many of more of those to keep coming. I really want
Listen,
to develop
like, they will.
This team
they will.
Of people who followed your dad. Because I believe him, to be honest. I think I buy into it. I like conspiracy
That'd be great.
Theories
that,
enough.
That's like the Netflix documentary is David Was Right, and it's just my dad having a giant interview. And it's just, yeah, so, yeah, people made fun of me for years, but apparently my house was bugged the entire time. And it's like this insane, like his car trip to Canada was like taped and all the fucking, there's like things in Congress that like, So how big's the David file? It's like it's the biggest file we have. It's
it's just Dick Cheney sweating bullets, just being
yeah,
like,
and he's like
I really I can't recall. I can't recall.
Yeah,
I can't recall.
Oh my god. I can't tell you how he would literally every second of my life if somehow he was bright. You would never. Hey, remember that one time you guys thought I was insane my entire life because people were after me? Well, who has a Nobel Prize now? Okay, so I just thought maybe we should, you know, before we say our prayers for this meal, I think we should really take a moment to appreciate the people in our lives who have been right about everything from the start. You know, let's just take a moment of silence to really reflect on those people. Some people that even though they're right their entire lives, they've been ridiculed by all their family and loved ones and told they need help. But it's clear that my family just needed help looking at the facts, so.
There's just the head of the guy who talked to him in Barnes & Noble on a spike next to him at the dinner table. He's just like, yeah. This is what he gets, because I was right.
Yeah, god damn it. Kid plays soccer. Like I don't know what that fucking means.
Hey guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it, and keep listening. Thank you so much.